So how are we going to do this? Are we going to just get started without fucking...
I just ignore my obligations tonight.
Good for him for getting out there. Like you said, we never record on Tuesday, so, you know.
You know what? He's known we've been recording on Tuesday for 2 weeks.
If we had hot news to report on, I might be like, dude,
don't absolve him of being a butthole.
Yeah, we'll launch into this, talk some news. Hopefully he'll be here. And if we finish this first episode and he's not here yet, then we'll text him and see where the fuck he's at. Thank the light, everyone. I am 3 episodes away from season 2 of The Wheel of Time.
Or at least a lot of juicy news.
I wish I wasn't so far away in real time. We're recording really early, everybody, because we've got a lot of vacations coming up. So I have 2 months still. But as far as you're concerned, 3 episodes. And this news is going to be so outdated by the time you hear it.
Probably.
But I couldn't find it. Like,
There's not a lot.
No, it'll be good for us to talk about it, whether it's old news or new news. It'll be good to get our take on it. But yeah, everything I Googled today was just all about the animated movie coming up.
Which really, you don't get a lot of information about.
Nothing.
But I'm going to give you all we got.
All right. Sounds good. The company that's doing it, I clicked on someone's link when I was watching a video.
Oh, are we doing our intro or no?
Oh, I already did it.
Oh. Okay, I will be your...
Oh, and these are my wolf... This is my wolf brother. Sorry, I was so excited about my intro, I forgot to set you up.
And I'll be your... I decided to go see Half Dome Sedai today instead of record.
That's not you, that's the other guy.
Oh, wait, I decided to show up today, Sedai.
We'll be the we fell over because the third leg of our tripod ditched us.
Like I said, I live up to my obligations to die today.
Oh, I recorded last night. We did an hour on a 6-minute time travel movie. So I can talk some shit. Beautiful.
That sounds like us doing an hour on a 90-second clip. Yes. That we got 8 months ago.
We're going to do 3 hours tonight on 20 pictures.
So sorry to cut you off. I think you're about to say that it's Red Eagle Entertainment is attached to the animated movie. Yeah,
a lot of mocap, a lot of video games.
I've heard very mixed. I've heard a lot of oh boo or oh that should be all right or oh I don't know them.
I think as long as this, they're probably good animators. And the cool thing is I think it's going to look fresh. Like it's not going to look like Rick and Morty or look like every anime that we've ever seen,
yeah,
or you know, something like that. So whatever it is, I think it's going to have a very unique view, which is cool. And the other company I just learned about was iWatt, which is kind of cool that they're like,
yeah, I was kind of learning about them too. They just kind of dip their fingers in anything Wheel of Time, it sounds like.
Yeah, I didn't do a deep dive, but I'm guessing like the family or someone owns it. Like, I think you've probably got to go through them from some degree.
Yeah, I feel like it's something. Harriet, this is Robert Jordan's widow. I feel like she's, you know, the Dragon Mount, and she's a big part of all that stuff, I think. So,
yeah,
it did sound kind of like that it's going to be new canon that's based on the world. But before, they didn't say how long before. I'm guessing probably not a huge amount of time before, but you know, it's not going to be like in the Age of Legends or anything.
It's going to be before the breaking. Yeah, it's going to be Age of Legends. Yeah.
Is it really? Okay.
I think that's what I read, that like, and that's one of the reasons why they want to animate it, because it's just going to be all, I mean, it would be animated anyways. Like, there would be so much fucking, you know, special effects that would make Transformers look like live action.
It's going to be more budget friendly too, but even the animating is expensive, but not as expensive as CGI. So,
yeah. Yeah.
I didn't get the guy. I think Zach Sams is his name. I didn't catch his last name very well, but he's the one who's
Stans.
Zach Stans. Okay. He wrote X-Men. he wrote X-Men First Class and Thor. So it should be pretty fantastic. Like as far as like, it should have a lot of visually awesome stuff in it. So, and apparently they're going to be kind of like taking some of the themes like from the game, I guess, was kind of standalone as well. That game that they had back in the day was kind of, you know, its own story. There was none of our characters really in it. I think you come across a few people that you might know, but I think it's going to be kind of like in that vein, you know, it's going to be totally standalone. So there we go. Red Eagle, they've done like Assassin's Creed, Secret Life of Pets, What If, Marvel Animation, which actually is pretty cool. I haven't watched it, but I was looking at the kind of like the theory behind it. It's like, you know, what if Captain America was, you know, Captain Britain?
Oh, okay.
Or whatever, you know, like it was all these like slight changes to the Marvel universe and see how it would go. But I think it's cool because you know, you're going to get a younger audience and you're going to get, you know, parents that are our age that can share a little bit more appropriate, probably, material in its animation. So,
yeah, that was the cool thing I heard. Like, because I, you know, it's funny because I should know that because I'm always like, oh, I should watch Wheel of Time with Cormac. It's like, no, I shouldn't. And so
if you want him to have fucking nightmares till he's 13 yeah. about Trollocs, yeah, go ahead.
Totally. So, yeah, this is and I mean, getting excited about this is, I mean, this has got to be 3 years away. Tops.
Oh, I mean it, at least minimum, you know.
At least thank God it's not a video game, because then it won't, like, in three years they won't be like, oh, we got to stop because now we have to develop for the next we have to develop for the PlayStation 6 instead.
Right, exactly. Well, and it's not a game either, so it's just, right, you know, that makes it, oh no, we have to stop what we're doing, like you said, and figure out next gen. Like, oh boy,
I wonder if they would do a maybe do a game to go along with the animated movie. That would, especially if it's the Age of Legends and you get to just fucking walk around being just a god, yeah, basically.
I would love like kind of a Knights of the Old Republic style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the Wheel of Time setting would be pretty fucking cool. I'm sure there's mods on the computer that you can get of some stuff that are like that, but that's pretty rad.
Oh, I never thought about that. I should look at Minecraft. Cormac's all about Minecraft mods. I should search Wheel of Time on Minecraft mods.
Oh God, I'm sure there is one.
But yeah, that'd be super cool if they like you had to learn like thumb pad directions for weaves, you know, like skate moves or something.
Like a Mortal Kombat combo. Oh, you want to do Balefire? It's going to be like a 15 button combo. Good luck.
Yeah. And you're going to need your warders. Oh no. No, they need to make it a...
It's while the Dark Hounds are charging you.
They need to make it an MMORPG where it's just all players. And you get to fucking group up. Because, yeah, you get to decide whether you're a warder or an Aes Sedai or a maiden of the spear.
Sort of like the Star Wars Galaxies game and shit.
Oh.
I'm going to be an Asherman. I'm going to be a warder. I'm going to be whatever, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to be a fucking...
Ogier.
I'm going to be an Ogier. I'm just going to bartend at the Two Rivers, just hang out, yep, all day. Yep.
I'm just going to be a tavern owner in fucking, you know, Barlon, sell secrets to the Aes Sedai. I'm going to be a dark friend in some, you know, I'm going to be a blacksmith dark friend. You know, there's crazy possibilities for that. It'd be really cool.
Yeah, you could be a secret douchebag. That'd be awesome.
Dark friend socials. I want to be the Forsaken. You cannot be the Forsaken.
I am Forsaken.
They call themselves the Chosen, so.
I am the Chosen Forsaken. I'm just going to screw up everything you say.
I hate it. I think like a Randland, which is like, that's kind of like the fandom's kind of.
Oh, is that the new, is that going to be at Disneyland soon?
No.
No Randland?
It's kind of like, Randland's kind of like the affectionate name for like, after the last battle, what the world becomes.
No. That's terrible.
No, that's just like with the fandom, because they don't have a name for it. They're just like, well, whatever Randland ends up to be, you know, it kind of started as a joke, and now it's like, oh, Randland. It's like world after Tarmogoyf or whatever. And is it really Tarmogoyf if it's obviously not the last battle, because, you know, it's still going to go on again?
Just cycles around.
I mean, although, you know. You never know.
The Empire, the First Order.
Like, it would be cool to get, like, some sort of, like, after the fact of, like, what do, you know, Lan's harem and, you know, what does Lan do with Nynaeve and where does Moraine end up? And, you know, the people who live through Tarmogoyf would be interesting to kind of see a little bit after of like where their lives go.
How did the evil rise out of the Age of Legends?
Well, like Lanfear drilling into the boar, basically.
And what was she just sick and tired of Goody Two Shoes, or?
No, she was like basically like a scientist or a, you know, a power researcher. And they were looking for a source of power that both men and women, because they're like, well, if men and women work together using two separate halves of the power, we can do so much great stuff. But what if there was a source of power that both men and women could use the same? And then what could we accomplish together? And so in looking for that, they tapped the Dark One's like essence or prison or whatever you want to call it to unleash his touch upon the world. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of like greed or envy or, you know, everyone had enough food and, you know, everyone had their station in life and everybody was happy with that. And then this got out and then you started to get greed and fear and the corruption. And that's where it kind of stemmed from, was her, you know, drilling into the boar.
Are there any legends of the bad times before the Age of Legends, like a million years ago? Was there stories floating around about like, well, there was evil, but we conquered it and trapped it, and now we're good?
As far as you know, like that, I mean, obviously there was time before the dragon, I think, but that's when their history start is when.
So it was just the Garden of Eden.
There were thousands of years of peace and happiness and without famine or war or anything. Swordplay started off as like fencing, like a game for rich people, and then, you know, they started learning about war, and then it became Blade Masters. Oops, I killed a Blade Master.
Yeah.
Like I said, I always wanted more Star Wars, but that's not really working out that great right now. So, you know, maybe less is more sometimes. So hopefully this animated movie is good and it adds to the lore and the canon, but we'll see.
I think it's a plan, as of now, at least it's planned to be a trilogy.
It is?
Yeah, I think I read that. And that might just be all guess.
If it's done well, you know, to any like tidbits that you get about the breaking in the books and stuff, and you get to see Rand's heritage and some of the Aiel heritage going back to the breaking, it's very cool. So if you can see some of the stuff that leads to the breaking and you start getting, you know, Ishmael as Morin, you know, Den Trent, I can't say his name right, but his actual name before he turned, and all these other ones that before they turned, you get to see them beforehand and see maybe what led to.
Now, would you prefer a bunch of no names, or would you prefer voice people you know? Like, would you like to hear Ryan Reynolds come out of a...
I don't care. I mean, it'd be cool to get some recognizable voices, but I mean, honestly, that kind of stuff, it's like, it's fun if you catch one, but as long as the source material is good, I don't really care.
Yeah. Because like in a property I don't care about, I don't care, but in Wheel of Time, I think it would really suck me out of it. If it was like Matthew McConaughey and
you'd have to do like more British actors and stuff like that. But, you know, I think, it wouldn't work for me. I prefer to not recognize voices probably because those characters aren't iconic. So then if they're being done by some iconic voice, you start to attach it to that person. And it just, like you said, I think it would take away from what you're trying to do. It's funny that we're recording tonight because I was like, oh, God, I got to scour for some more news because usually Wheel of Time stuff comes out on Wednesdays a lot. Like the WADA videos usually come out on Wednesdays and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll get some news tomorrow about a trailer or...
Bingo! Well, how about that?
I think Comic-Con is this week. And so usually that something happens.
They have not... Wheel of Time has...
It's been pretty quiet.
They don't even know if they're going to be there like at all.
Yeah, it could be like recorded stuff even. So hopefully they get some news out of the panels. Hopefully they have panels with at least some question and answers that were pre-recorded or something. And I think WattCon's coming up too. That's like another kind of Jordan Con, like a fan convention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we will get a trailer just because they don't. People would know by now if there was panels because they'd have to fucking sell tickets. So
that's what I was thinking. And like also, I haven't seen anything really on Twitter about too much stuff. So it's just, we'll see, I guess. And this was going to be kind of for Jeremy, but since he's not here, I'll try to.
Who?
Jeremy, because.
Who?
I don't know. Some other guy. There is a short story, basically like a 30-minute chapter about Demandred, who is a Forsaken that you really don't hear a lot about until the very end. And you get kind of the people who support him, their perspective on the dragon and who he is, sort of their savior to save them from the dragon, you know? And even though it's prophecies, he knows that he knows he's not a good guy, but he doesn't care. He wants to kill Lustarin bad enough.
Yeah.
But it gives some perspective, and it's a short story. It's in a book of short stories. I think it's called Unfettered, and it's by a bunch of different authors. And Robert Jordan wrote part of it. Brandon Sanderson wrote the rest of it, I guess. So, or maybe Brandon Sanderson wrote it from Robert Jordan's notes. I don't know. And I'm not like a huge fan of the narrator that read it either, but it's probably because I'm used to Kate Redding and drawing a blank, Michael Livingston.
Oh, there it is. The Wokon website is shockingly vacant, but they do at least have dates and hotels you can stay at. It starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12th through the 17th. Oh, very
cool. And then when is San Diego Comic-Con? Is next week?
Yeah.
I think it's next week. So
yeah, 20th to 23rd. So yeah, WoCon will go right up to it. So I'm sure that's not an accident.
And the only other thing I really saw news-wise is the Origins are officially coming out. I think we sent some tweets about that. You got a couple pictures of the ones that are coming out.
Oh, I didn't because I just... Oh, yeah. Well, that was like... Was that an... Because I got it mixed up because you guys started sending that and then you started sending the animated movie coming up. So I think I just got confused about that.
It was just a quick, like, I think like 30 or 45 second clip of a couple of the new Origins, and it looks like Lan is maybe in one of them, and it can't really tell about. Maybe
are they actually animated now? Did I see movement, or are they kind of moving stills like they were last year?
You can't really tell. They look like they're a little more animated this time as opposed to moving stills, but I'm fine either way.
Yeah.
Because the moving stills actually I thought were really cool. So
I thought they were great.
Yeah, definitely really rad. And let's see. One other thing I got news wise is to pimp our upcoming Time Pop episode of Deadpool 3. I saw some leaked set like photos of, you know, Deadpool in all his, you know, glory red suit, and then Wolvie in his straight like the X-Men yellow, you know, just the classic yellow leather suit, like the classic yellow suit. He doesn't have the mask and the hair isn't like super Wolverine, but they're just like walking down a dirt road clearly talking. I was like, oh fuck, I can't wait for this.
Is that because
it's gonna be fucking great?
Does Deadpool go back in time? Is that why Wolverine looks like he's...
I think so, because that's part of it, is that at the end of Deadpool 2 in the credits, he gets Cable's time machine. And he's like, I got to clean up some timelines. And he goes and like the Weapon X version of himself in the Logan movie or whatever, or in the, I can't remember.
Yeah.
The one where like, you know, they got Stryker and they take Ryan Reynolds' character and like sew his mouth shut and everything.
Oh, yeah. That's the, I think that's Wolverine Origins.
Yeah, I think that's the Wolverine movie, but.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, goes and shoots him in the head and he's like, hey, don't scratch. And he like, takes off. And he's like, and so they're kind of, I think they were kind of setting it up if they could talk Hugh Jackman into it to have a Deadpool 3 where he goes back on and fixes the timelines with Wolverine. So,
yeah. So they're accepting that stupid movie as fact, but they're going to fix it.
Yeah. He already shot fucking Weapon X, you know? He's like, kink, 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 kink.
That's rad.
Have you ever never seen, you know what, I'm gonna go pee, you should look up on YouTube just credits Deadpool 2, and so you can see it's set to share as I could turn back time.
I'm still watching it. It's so funny. I've like, well, one, I can't believe I can't get Kelly to watch it. She loved Deadpool 1, and then like last time I visited you were like, oh my fucking god, you haven't seen Deadpool 2, you psycho. And then of course we talked the whole thing, so I didn't see it. And like now it's just like, I don't know what, I can't just throw it on. Like I feel like I need to make an event out of it. Like it's insane that I haven't seen Deadpool 2. It's stupid. Maybe I'll do that this weekend on my outdoor theater.
It's really good, man. I have a hard time like when I want to watch one of them, just because like they both have just enough fighting into it where it's like, you know, I'm kind of over the big bang explosion stuff, but he's got enough banter when he's fighting that it makes it.
All right. So since we're out of news and we're talking about Deadpool 2 now, I'm going to vamp a little bit more waiting for Jeremy. You have heard enough of our opinions, everybody. So I'm going to do a few dramatic readings of some other opinions out there.
I'm looking forward to this so much.
These are so, I'm not going to do the big one. I'm not going to do the big one.
Lisa was saying that is such an awesome idea.
This is awesome, too. This comes back. This is was one of my favorite bits when Scott and I did Rotten Popcorn.
It's like, you know, celebrities reading mean tweets or something. It's fucking fantastic.
So these are from Rotten Tomatoes. I might go on to find some other ones, but Rotten Tomatoes had a lot of really great short ones. So I'm just going to stick to those for now, and then we'll see where it goes. These are all one-star reviews from Rotten Tomatoes for The Wheel of Time.
How about the show, correct?
About the show.
Okay.
George S. writes, "The villain stands up after days of captivity and rolls his neck to crack it. The telltale sign of a show beyond repair. Every actor, producer, and director failed. The books have been destroyed. A void."
What is he talking about? The villain cracks his neck. Paid him.
I have no idea who he's talking about.
It didn't stand out enough for me to hate it. Let's say that.
And I think, oh, this one doesn't say it. Like a lot of them went on to just like, first of all, I love the books. And then here's a beautiful short one. Gus B, "The Wheel of Something Else Entirely. Nothing to do with the books."
And the end of his words of our old coworker, Clayton F. Baby. "It's stupid and I hate it."
I just love these like long. There's a medium range of a review where it's like, okay, you saw it. You didn't like it. Here's what you didn't like about it.
Right.
The one sentence, one star review. It's like, who are you helping? Like, these people really think they're helping.
It's like, I'm 8 years old and I'm so mad that you ruined my stories. That's like, I give Jeremy tons of shit, but like literally what he comes with most of the time is like, well, you know, this was a departure there. And like, okay, I get that. But then like, why aren't we spending more time on this character on screen? Or why didn't they do this way? And those are things that are legit concerns and stuff that could have been fixed had they paid attention to it or maybe done differently. It's not just like, well, Egwene's not a white chick. You know, it's like, Jesus Christ, come on. You know, it's just like, you know, the you know, it's just like the people who are complaining that there's like black dwarves in the Lord of the Rings one. It's just like, what is happening?
What? Yeah. So I really wish Jeremy was here to hear this, but he'll be able to hear it on the. So I'm reading now from movieguide.com.org. And just want everyone to know, if you're living that Christian life, more power to you. I just find it hilarious that a good Christian, God-fearing person has to watch all of this. The fucking website is massive. They see everything. And they warn you away from 90% of it. So I just like,
because it's not good Christian values.
Any good Christian would know, looking at the synopsis on Amazon, that this is not good Christian fun, you know. But someone watched the whole first season just so that he could tell everyone where it stepped out of bounds.
That tracks.
So it's a very. It's a very long article.
That tracks.
But I'll read the synopsis. Okay, here's the summation on movieguide.org. "While the series content is more than questionable, its production is..." I'm going to read this as written. This is not me not knowing how to talk. "Its production is superb. The set fits the story perfectly, and the costume and props leave you feeling transported to another time and place, a fantasy world you would desire to live in if not for the violence and magic. The only area where the movie fails to meet expectations is writing. While viewers unfamiliar with the 14-plus book series may be captivated by the show, fans of the novels will be sorely disappointed. The series falls short..." So this, again, this good...
I'll tell you where the writing is bad is this article. And it's set in the suburbs, apparently.
"This good Christian person has read all 14 books and still thought, maybe the show will be good for my flock. The series falls short of attaining the same caliber of creativity and plot intricacies as for the novels. Additionally, the book series is less explicit than the show, as Amazon took creative liberties and intensified the implied romantic relationships, specifically those of lesbian couples. While The Wheel of Time is overall less explicit and more appropriate than many modern fantasy series, it is still jam-packed full of excessive violence, nudity, immorality, and worldview problems. For these reasons, Movie Guide finds the series to be excessive.
What was excessive? The one picture of Lan's ass? I know. Hella nudity. There was that one shadow of a boob that we got in episode like 3 or something.
There was a lot of shoulder in this first season. A lot of shoulder.
Watch out. Watch out.
So, you know what's right below the shoulders? Boobies.
God, yeah, that's pretty classic. Excessive nudity. Really? Wow. Yeesh. Did you guys watch Game of Thrones? I bet you did.
Excessive. All right, a few more short ones real quick. Jonathan B., The Waste of Time. Main character was forgotten in the entire season. Most of the scenes
the waste badly of time. Lit
and claustrophobic.
At least that was
clear. I know.
Ish.
The waste of time. I like that there's the waste of time and there's the wheel of something else entirely. And finally, Tony R., an absolute insult to Robert Jordan. Uh-oh, and there goes Justin. Where the fuck am I? Thank the light for listening to our podcast. Please rate us, like us, tell a friend about our show. Email Jeremy Gaines at jeremynotheregaines@aol.net and tell him you miss him. Tell him you love him. Tell him we care about him.
Tell him he sucks.
Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parsley Illman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parsley Illman. Send us questions and comments to thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. We would love to hear your thoughts about the upcoming season 2, all the stills you've seen. Are you at Comic-Con right now? Hit us up. Are you at WokeCon right now? Tell us what's going on. Give us some fucking news we can use. And while you're at Comic-Con or WokeCon, tell everyone about this show. Tell them it's good. Tell them it's aight. Tell them that we're the ones that are going to get you ready for season 2. We got great chatter about the first season. We have 3 episodes at least dedicated to each episode of Wheel of Time season 1, including commentary episodes. So if you're like, you know what, I've watched it a couple times over the last 2 years, but you want to watch it one more time, watch it with their commentary on it. Syncs right up and we'll be right there. We'll watch it with you. May you always find water and shade.
Not Jeremy though. I hope he's thirsty and he's hot.
I hope he drowns like an eel learning how to swim
in a puddle. I'm dying. Oh, it's fine. I could just stand up. It's like, it's fine. And you know what? Get fucking hyped, because by the time this comes out, I mean, we're going to be probably dick deep in Origins. We'll have had a trailer, I'm sure, by then. You know, we're going to be a few weeks away from the show, probably getting ready to start. So get hyped. And, you know, we're probably going to have a dude named Lauren who has a YouTube channel called Unraveling the Pattern. He was just on the Dusty Wheel with those guys. And he's going to come on our show, hopefully right before season 2 starts. We will have the editor on again for at least a breakdown once he gets his season 2 edit done. Also, he said he'd be down to come on some commentaries with us. So I say, why not? Let's do it. I loved his insight. I loved his kind of theories. He was really great. Still trying to get Guy Roberts. And you know what? If he does get Glenn this season, he'll probably come talk to us because he's not on the show anymore. So no more, you know, no more, you know, what do they call them? No talk agreements. I'm drawing a blank.
No more NDA, baby.
No more NDAs for Guy Roberts if he gets Glenn, if he gets Lucille. Also, still trying to get John. He said he'd come on from What Up, but, you know, he's a busy guy. So hopefully we can get him eventually, too. So, you know, that's what's coming up and that's what we're trying to do. So stick with us. Hopefully if you're here, and if you're not here, you know. I don't know, you're missing something.
You're missing out. And if you come back next episode, you won't miss Justin's story.
Oh, dude, we're going to get down, dude. It's going to be like the original podcast. Fuck a tripod, bro. We got 2 legs and big old balls, and we're going to go.
We're standing tall.
May you always find water and shade, Wetlander.
Yeah.
No, that's imaginary. worry, but I'm a masterpiece. You know I do it for me. And all my colors and paints, all my lines and my shapes, every move that I make, I do it for me. I am not basic, it's self-explanatory. I am a masterpiece. You know I do it for me. Ooh, just the way I like it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And, Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
You're going to have to cut this out.